This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The QEH sees significant improvement in the waiting list of patients seeking treatment after a church donates a CT scanner to the A&E department. A promoter wants an ease in the cost of staging events in Barbados. Prime Minister Motley wants more community support in youth activities, stressing it's essential for growth of sports and culture. And U.S. President Donald Trump promises to bring jobs to U.S. in achievement speech as he marked 100 days in office. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Long waiting times for scans at the accident and emergency department at the QEH are a thing of the past after the hospital received its second state-of-the-art CT scan machine, this time from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The machine was commissioned at the hospital in February this year. Health Minister Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott explained that since its installation, the A&E department has carried out examinations on a significant number of patients.
Today, we particularly celebrate the installation of our new CT scanner at the A&E department. Since its commissioning in February this year, this CT scanner has already performed over 450 studies, a testament to how vital and urgently needed this equipment has been. Prior to this addition, CT imaging at the QEH was centralized in the main radiology and medical imaging department, leading to overcrowding, long wait times and logistical challenges, especially for our most vulnerable emergency patients, especially those with strokes.
He indicated the hospital saw a surge in patients requiring scans.
In fact, CT scan requests from A&E had risen to 65% of the hospital's total CT workload, placing tremendous strain on the system. Today, thanks to your generous donation, we are better equipped to serve our patients, and this scanner will allow us, as it pertains to CT scans, to safely double our patient capacity, to significantly reduce appointment and waiting times, to enhance patient care through quicker and more accurate diagnoses, and to improve our urgent diagnostic capacity, especially in emergency trauma care involving motor vehicle accidents and other critical cases.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott. Meantime, QEH Chief Executive Officer Neil Clark said hundreds of patients have already been examined, even though the installation process has yet to be finalized.
60% of our CT scans are for emergency care patients. Traumas, CT scans for brain strokes. So it's really important that we have it right at the front door where the patients will be. We've treated already over 500 patients with this machine. The machines are still on the installation phase, where we're still tweaking the final elements of the machine to make sure it's working robustly 100% of the time. And we're hopeful that that will be concluded shortly. But we're still using the machine to treat the patients in the A&E.
Chief Executive Officer of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Neil Clark. The promoter of a major reggae festival is adding his voice to calls for a reduction in the cost of staging events in Barbados. Ryan Brathwaite, principal of the recently held Barbados Reggae Weekend, says greater leniency on taxes and other expenses is needed to ensure events can be successful and remain competitive with other tourist destinations.
The economic benefits of entertainment events, especially of this magnitude, it can be quantified. I think that some of the taxes and stuff that we have to pay are a bit restrictive. If the industry is to really grow and develop into a world-class center, you have to have some level of leniency in terms of us being able to actually put on the event. Unless there's significant financial input to do an event of this magnitude, you just can't get it done, right? I know that there's support structure in place, but I can tell you that, you know, there are some areas that need relooking so that promoters can rise to do events of this level.
He supports the Barbados Entertainment Association's recent call for a meeting with COSCAP and government authorities to address the issue.
Agencies such as COSCAP and BRA have been very extremely accommodating. What I can tell you, though, is that this event, this Barbados Reggae Weekend, is of the ilk of the other festivals in the Caribbean, the major festivals, like Dominica Creole Festival, the St. Lucia Jazz Festival, but those are government festivals, yeah? The Barbados Reggae Weekend is a private festival. So for us to be able to compete with them, we do need more support from the government. You know, even though there's support there from the government, we do need to have a conversation about how we can make the event bigger and take our music and our entertainment product to the world.
Principal of the Barbados Reggae Weekend, Ryan Brathwaite. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says communities like St. Joseph need to lend more support to young community athletes. Addressing a gathering, including a young football team at last night's Ideas Forum at St. Bernard's Primary School, Ms. Motley stressed that a strong local following is essential for the growth of sports and culture in communities across the country.
You have followers, you have audience, and that's the point you guys were making here, that you want support also, so that when you go to play, the people from the community, yes, you're going to have to stop watching the program that you want to watch, or you hour that you were planning to sleep, come outside and support the community. If you don't have an audience, you don't have the capacity to be able to lift the sport or the culture where it needs to go, or the show where it needs to go.
Highlighting Bathsheba as the mecca for surfing, Ms. Motley encouraged greater involvement in the sport and other maritime activities in the area.
But you have people who have grown up here associated with the water, either as surfers or fishermen. And the question is, how do we get more youngsters in this parish involved in surfing and involved in the maritime aspects of this parish? And I want to put that challenge out to you. I am prepared to support it. I'm not talking about surfers from over and away. I'm talking about surfers from St. Joseph, St. Andrew, and St. John to start with.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons has joined with Lynch Insurance Brokers to provide health insurance plans for middle-aged BARP members. Director at Lynch Insurance, Rosemary Austin, explained the new plan for members.
And Lynch, who are the brokers for the association, has negotiated with the insurance companies to have an open enrollment period. Now, an open enrollment period is where persons who, as the president has said, if you do not have insurance, you don't have an opportunity to enroll without providing any medical evidence. And the ages are from age 40 to age 67.
Unlike other medical plans where there is an age cap on the coverage, Ms. Austin stressed that the premium remains in force until death.
This plan will cover you until death. Whereas other medical plans, they cease at a certain age. The BARP plan, you're covered up to death, even if it is past 101.
Right.
Even if you're past 101, the plan will still continue to cover you. Okay? It will cover your dependents as well, the spouse, whether it is a legal spouse or a common law spouse.
Director at Lynch Insurance Brokers, Rosemary Austin. Preliminary figures from Monday's general election in Trinidad and Tobago show that only 54% of people eligible to vote had cast their ballots, which is a much lower turnout of voters than in the 2020 election. A statement from the Elections and Boundaries Commission says that the ruling United National Congress has requested recounts in three PNM strongholds. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump has promised to bring back jobs to the United States as he marked his first 100 days in office with a rally in the city of Michigan. The remarks on Tuesday, dubbed an achievement speech by the White House, came amid slumping approval ratings and dismal consumer confidence as Trump has pursued norm-busting trade, immigration, and government overhauls. Recapping the headlines. The QEHC significant improvement in the wait list of patients seeking treatment after a church donates a CT scanner to the A&E department. A promoter wants an ease in the cost of staging events in Barbados. Prime Minister Motley wants to see more community support for youth activities. And U.S. President Donald Trump promises to bring back jobs to the U.S. in his achievement speech as he marked 100 days in office. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.